well, to be honest with you, it's a really difficult situation to be in. I've been there many times in the past, so I know exactly, you know, how everybody's feeling. It's one of those situations where you're looking at the table at the moment and you'd say they'd need at least two wins just to, you know, to be sure. Now, where those two wins are going to come from, I honestly couldn't tell you, because it's probably the toughest running that I've seen for a while.
What's it like for a player in that situation when they're sitting there looking at the fixtures? Confidence must be low. What's it like to be in that position?
In all honesty, Lee, to be honest with you, football today is totally different from what it was when I was playing. I used to look at things, and we were in a relegation battle most seasons, but I'd look around the dressing room and I knew that I had a bunch of teammates there who were 100% fighting for the cause, and it was all about being safe and playing for each other. But most importantly, we had players who were honest and genuine and out there trying to play for the fans, because they were the ones who paid our wages. If I'm being honest, I'm not so sure that football is like that these days, but I could be wrong.
We had a situation at Chesterfield on Saturday where fans really voiced their discontent at the final whistle towards the players and the management. As an ex-player, can you kind of understand where the fans come from with that?
Of course, definitely you can, because, you know, they're the ones who come and support you week in, week out. They're the ones who, especially when, you know, in a city that doesn't have a fantastic amount of money flying around, you know, they come there and it's what they look forward to all week. And they do that week in, week out. And then come the end of the season, if you've not been successful, and especially if you're in a relegation battle, it does get frustrating for the fans. And as a player, and I think if anybody knows me, they know me well enough to know, is that you go out there and you give 100%. And your fans will appreciate that. No matter what the result is, they'll appreciate that. But it's really difficult for them, because all they see is their team struggling. And like I say, and if they're looking at it the way I'm looking at it, you're looking at that table and you think, well, where can you get your victories from?
How much do you believe it can be done? Because quite often in relegation run-ins and end-of-season run-ins, you see those surprise scorelines pop up. How much do you think the team can do it?
Well, there's every chance. I mean, like you say, you can't give up on it. You know, you have to play till the last game of the season and the last until the final whistle. It's one of those where you need a little bit of luck on the way. Sometimes you get it and sometimes you don't. But as long as everybody's focused and everybody gives 110%, then you can't ask for any more. You just hope that you get that little bit of luck in games, you know, which might go your way.
What have you made of Michael Brown since he's taken over as manager? Because I know as a player, he's somebody you will have come up against before.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I've played against Michael quite a few times and he's always been a fantastic player. Probably a good coach and probably a good manager. He's come into a really difficult situation, to be honest with you. He's at a club where, you know, it's constantly making cuts and the financial clout isn't there for him to go out and spend money. And it's not just about spending money sometimes. You've got to get the right player in at the right price. And no matter what you do as a manager or a coach, you can work on everything during the week. Once those players step over that line, it's down to them. I know a manager always gets a lot of the stick for certain things, but 90% of the time, it's down to those players on the pitch.
Would you back him for the job full-time, Tony?
I would, because, I mean, he's a young up-and-coming manager and I'm sure he'll learn by this season. You know, it's a difficult situation to be in, because it just goes to show that you can keep chopping and changing your manager, which won't do you any good. You need that little bit of continuity, and sometimes keep changing things. A manager comes in, he doesn't like certain players, and then he's got to try and get rid of them, which is not easy, and then bring other players in. And if you've got a squad of 30, 40 players and half of them you're not interested in, you're stuck, because you can't just get rid of them. So it's a tough one. But, I would back him, because it's not easy being a manager, and it's not easy to get a good quality manager to come in.
Just finally, every supporter dreads relegation. If they were to drop from League One into League Two, how damaging is that?
The way football is now, I'd say it's massive. I really would. Like I said, when I played, we always knew that we fought against relegation most years, and eventually we went down, but we always knew that as long as we kept the nucleus of the squad together, we'd have a fighting chance to come back. But, you know, there's bigger clubs than Port Vale which have gone down, and all of a sudden you don't see them again. And I hope to God that doesn't happen to Port Vale, I really do.